Chapter 15. The Names of the Dead. The main hall of the UN was full of people again. The interpreters were in their booths.
Dr. Zuwani, the president of Matobo, will continue his speech, the UN secretary general said.
Zuwani and Sylvia walked to the front of the silent room. Zuwani looked at the people in front of him. Then he started to speak in Ku. Sylvia interpreted his words into English.
Nokwe wabamcha. Timsha wabamcha.
Killed by bombs.
Bukewichu welale. Alexander Mongoshi.
Shot by soldiers.
Stambule Watiku, Ruth Kofomo.
Killed for crimes against Matobo.
Tobin stood at the back of the hall and listened. Zuwani continued.
Edgar Seko, Avu Wamfusane.
Killed in their home by a bomb.
Sylvia interpreted. There were microphones inside the hall, so the protesters outside the building could hear Zuwani's words.
He's reading a list of the names of the dead,
one protester whispered.
He's saying that he murdered them.
Inside, too, people were beginning to understand.
Zimwe wan guama, dukura wan boko. Holding a newborn child,
Zuwani said in Ku.
I don't know its name.
And then, in English,
I'm sorry.
He looked at Sylvia. He read the names for a long time. Finally, he said,
Simon Broom.
And Sylvia repeated in English,
shot to death.
2 days later, the sun was shining on New York. Tobin was outside the UN building, watching the river. Sylvia came out and walked over to him.
Hi,
she said. Tobin turned around. Hi, he said. What happened?
It was okay,
she replied.
They told me what you said. You don't think I'm dangerous?
Yes, Tobin said. I lied. They both smiled.
Thank you,
Sylvia said. Are you at work again? Tobin asked.
No,
Sylvia said.
They didn't believe you. I'm going home.
Home? To Africa?
Yes,
Sylvia said quietly.
I miss it. I never had the time to tell you. I miss the animals at night, the rain, the smells.
Well, we've got rain here, and smells, Tobin said, and pointed at the river. There's nobody there for you in Africa, is there?
No,
she said.
But I can remember them there.
You can remember people anywhere, Tobin said. Sylvia understood that he was thinking about his wife. She touched his arm. My job has changed, he continued. Who am I protecting? I need to know. Maybe I need a change.
Have you visited Africa?
Tobin laughed. I was born in New York, and I went to school on the same street. Then I came across the river to Manhattan. It's not far.
You're a traveler.
Sylvia smiled.
I've known you for 5 or 6 days. It feels much longer.
When are you leaving? Tobin asked.
Tomorrow,
Sylvia said. Will you be safe? Is there another Zuwani in Matobo?
No. That can't happen. We won't let it.
Tobin smiled at her. You're already there, aren't you? He said softly. Then he pointed at the water. Hey, look. We're on the same side of the river now.
Will you be okay?
Sylvia asked.
Will you tell me?
She turned to leave, but he stopped her. He pulled her close and kissed her. Then she moved away. You'll always know, Tobin said. Sylvia walked a few steps away from him and then stopped again.
What was her name? Your wife?
She asked. Lori Keller, Tobin said. Killed in a car accident in Santa Fe. 23 days ago. Sylvia smiled sadly at him and said a few words in Koo. Tobin guessed the meaning. Rest in peace, he said. Sylvia walked away toward the UN gates. She didn't look at him again, but she was still smiling. Tobin looked back at the calm, wide river and across it toward Africa.